Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you all this afternoon to talk about how we are addressing this inflection point that I think we all agree where we have arrived today. And today, I think we all are in agreement that the biggest problem facing the global book publishing industry is discovery. With so many books now available in so many different formats from so many different vendors around the world, the reader is having an increasingly difficult challenge in finding your book. So the question that we began to address at Trajectory several years ago is how can we address this in a programmatic way by using data science and machine learning. So what we decided to do was to analyze the full text of a high volume of books using natural language processing techniques. And this involves starting at analyzing a book at a sentence level. The first step, as you can see here, is identifying the parts of speech. The next step is identifying the correlations that may exist between words such as modifiers, et cetera, that are provided together. And we're currently doing this in English, German, and also in Chinese. Chinese is a little bit more difficult, as you can imagine, than English, especially if you don't speak Chinese, as well as my colleagues do, thankfully. But it's the same challenge of starting with identifying the parts of speech as individual words. Chinese is unique because words can be used on a much more interchangeable level based on where they appear in a sentence. And does it appear to refer to a noun, a verb, a proper noun? It's all based on where it is in the sentence. Chinese is probably more difficult than English. German's certainly more difficult than English as well. But when we analyze a book, we're looking at more than just identifying parts of speech. We're looking at the concentration of keywords that are normalized to remove the most frequently occurring words in the English language. We're looking, in fact, at themes. We're looking at time periods that exist in a book. And we're looking at the author's unique writing style, which is sometimes expressed based on the frequency of use of different parts of speech that exist in the book. We're doing some simple things like looking at sentiment analysis throughout the book, and some more complicated things like trying to understand the complexity of a writing style. We're using well-known algorithms like Flesch-Kincaid, which is very similar to Lexile, if you're familiar with that, to assign a reading level and a level of complexity based on those standardized algorithms. But in general, when we evaluate a book today through our machine learning algorithms, we're looking at a wide number of individual vectors that create a unique personality for each book. So sentiment is one that is easy to deploy and really easy to understand. And sentiment involves assigning a numeric value of +5 to -5 to a wide variety of keywords. A +5 word would be a word, an outstanding word that doesn't occur very often, and a -5 word would be one that would be catastrophic. And then there are variations in between. And what we do is we then plot the occurrence of these words throughout the storyline to be able to determine the average sentiment of a book, or actually the whole sentiment flow. And we're doing the same for intensity. And intensity is a variation of sentiment, except it exists in a positive sphere. And we're looking at the shift between one variation in positive or negative and another. And it helps us understand the level of action that may be taking place in a particular story. Some of the key things that we're generating right now are statistical based. In the ebook world, and in fact in the online world, number of pages is not as relevant as the number of words. We're also looking at the number of unique words that appear in the story, and we're breaking that down, in fact, by the number of unique words by part of speech. And that becomes kind of a fingerprint for an author's writing style, we found. We're also generating a high level of correlation to external data sets that have meaning in certain supply chain examples. So, for example, for English language books that we're processing through our algorithms, we're comparing the number of words that appear in this book that would appear in an English language proficiency exam like TOEFL or IELTS or the S&T database. So the thought is that a potential reader in Beijing may have more of an incentive to buy a book if it had a higher degree of words for a test that they're getting ready to take. And in fact, we're actually just making those words available to the user to be able to see which words from those exams are on that particular test. Where it gets really interesting, though, is when we generate the keywords that I referred to. And what you're looking at here is a normalized table of the keywords that appeared in this particular book. And I think this was a travel book on London, and you can see London stands out. And you get a sense of what the book is about by looking at a word cloud. Where it becomes even more useful in the supply chain is when we translate the keywords into a local language. So if someone's looking at this book in China today, they can see a word cloud that defines the book in their local language, in Chinese. So this is a useful solution, we think, to book discovery on a global basis. I think the one thing I think that we've worked hardest on is our discovery algorithms. By comparing the unique contents of one book against all the books that we processed, we can find the closest matching book. And where this is helpful is, again, in the supply chain, where retailers and libraries today are looking for recommendations. And so often, recommendations in the retail sphere today are based on social behavior rather than the actual content of the book. We're generating the recommendations solely on the content of the book using the variety of those vectors that I mentioned before, including the author's unique writing style, the level of complexity, the number of words, and the keywords and the themes, etc. So where this becomes practical is where we can add the keywords and translated keywords into a metadata feed that we're providing to a retailer like Amazon. And so imagine if you're searching Amazon for a book and if you're Chinese, you may enter in the Chinese word for the book versus the English language word for the book and now be able to find the book based on the keyword or the person that appeared in the book or the place that it's mentioned in the book, but using your local language. So, this is an example of a practical application of, that's one of our colleagues there earlier. he recognized us in the future. But this is an example of how big data is being used today with actual book content. And the goal of this, again, is to try to understand through machine learning processes the unique attributes of a book to make it more easily to be discovered.